Australia has been spying on Indonesia. That's prompted an angry response from Jakarta. The country's foreign ministry has summoned Australia's ambassador to question him about the reports that Australia has used its embassy in Jakarta and indeed in Bali to collect intelligence. He says if surveillance has taken place, it would be a serious breach of security. West Australians could be heading back to the polls. The Electoral Commission has revealed nearly 1,400 Senate votes have gone missing during a recount. The Commission is still planning to declare a result, but has ordered an independent inquiry. ASIO's warning terrorism remains a real and ongoing threat to Australia. The spy agency has released its annual report to Parliament. It warns the imminent release of terrorists from Indonesian jails could reinvigorate extremist networks in the region. Britain's phone hacking trial has heard former News of the World editors Rebecca Brooks and Andy Coulson were having an affair. Prosecutors told the jury the affair lasted for at least 6 years from the late 1990s. The pair is among eight people on trial for phone hacking. A Brett Whiteley painting has set a new record price for the artist. My Armchair has sold at auction in Melbourne for $3.9 million. The work was painted in 1976 and shows the artist's former apartment near Sydney Harbour.